Hey, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of the pod. It's your boy B. I got Country, Soul, and Mark. Let's get it.
Live from all over the country. It's the Cav, the pod, the podcast. Coming at you right now.
Hey, yo. We're back. I don't even know why I say "hey yo." It's just becoming a thing, so I feel like I always need to say it. So
I think people expect it at this point. If it ain't no "hey yo" after that, they're like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, if you don't say it, they're gonna be disappointed.
What's going on, fellas?
What up, bro?
Hey, man.
What's happening?
How y'all?
Ain't nothing bad. Hey, no. The more important question is, how are you?
Well, look, man. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man. I got to issue a public apology. My man Jack stepped up. He did it himself. So, you know, it's only right that I do the same thing. And my public apology is going to go out to the Beehive, right?
Oh, my God.
A couple episodes ago, I crushed Beyonce. She was doing this country album. I had thoughts of Andre 3000 doing the flute album. And I didn't even give it a chance. I'm like, after Andre, I was done, right? I was wrong, yo. I was wrong. Listen to that Beyonce country album. Fire. Song with Miley Cyrus, Two Most Wanted, crazy. Jolene, crazy, where she's talking about, I guess, Hov's and her, you know, the missteps they had in their marriage and Beyonce telling her, you know, telling the girl to stay away from him. Just really insightful, therapeutic music. I said before, I didn't think I was going to like it if somebody didn't sound like Jack. Being a country singer, you got to have that twang, right? You got to have that accent. Beyonce killed that shit, man. Hey, I apologize, Beehive. I was wrong. I'm going to admit it. That's it.
So, yo, now I can clearly say that I was right because I told y'all that album was going to be a good album because she did have that twang. She was from Houston, right? She's from Houston, right? Texas.
Yeah, she didn't really have the twang, but it was still incredible writing, production. You know, Beyonce can sing no matter what. So I was wrong.
What's up with the song with Taylor Swift? Is it on the album or not?
It is. She's doing background vocals on a track called Bodyguard. So
that's a good track, too.
Yeah.
So Taylor Swift did background vocals. She didn't do a feature?
Nope.
Wow. Yeah. How big do you got to be to put Taylor Swift in the background, dude? I guess you got to be Beyonce.
She's the only one that could do it. You're right.
Yo,
she's the
only one that crazy, could do
it.
Bro.
Yeah, it's like, Taylor, you just, you know, you kick back and just sing these background vocals. Let me shine. You know, I ain't mad at Beyonce for that.
Damn.
Why does the album get so much hate, though?
Do y'all want me to be honest?
Be honest.
Am I going to get canceled?
Yeah.
It's because she's black doing white people music, right?
Nah,
that's
bro.
What it is, right? Yeah. No, think about it. That's what it is. Think about it, right? When they had the Little Mermaid, right? They were going to have the black girl, I think, play the Little Mermaid. Everybody was in an uproar, right? They're like, can't have a black girl be the Little Mermaid? You know, so, I mean, honestly, think that's what it comes down to.
Mark, what's going on, my guy?
What's good, man? Thanks for having me.
Nah, thanks for joining the pod,
yeah,
bro.
We appreciate you.
Tell us a little bit about what you got going on.
Well, man, I've been in the music business for, I don't know, 10 plus years. Started out, you know, managing a country rap artist. That's a whole nother story in itself, but kind of evolved into having my own label, putting out a song with a former boy bander, then kind of getting recruited to go on tour with the boy bands, particular LFO.
Hey.
My Let's country's go. Favorite.
Yo, so do you know who LFO is?
I don't.
Really?
I don't. I'm
Check
honest.
It out. New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when the girls stop by for the summer. You don't know that song?
I know Eminem's version of it. That's what? About it.
You know, didn't I had to make later. Sure. That's dude, it, I had man, to make sure honest. I didn't sing Eminem's part. Like,
I'm going to be honest. That's all I know. That sounded like Eminem's version, but just different words to me. That's all.
No, it was not. Eminem made the version after them, dude.
Got
it
you.
Wasn't.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, well, I'm out of touch.
But do you think that genre will ever come back? Because I'm wondering, man, there's got to be a place for boy bands, girl bands, like, because everything comes full circle. So I'm thinking, do you think that could ever come back around?
I think there's a need, not to give away secret or what we're working on, but we're working on putting together a boy band, but like a younger boy band, right? Not a teen. There's a couple teen boy bands out there now. They're not really doing anything. We're looking at a younger boy band. We're trying to put together in the process right now.
Like how young? What are you talking about?
We're looking at like maybe 9 to 15.
Oh, keep them away from Diddy, baby. Keep them away from
Diddy. Don't let Diddy. Don't let Diddy in them sessions, man.
Hell no. No, sir.
Hell no. Protect them kids by all means, Mark.
No Diddy, baby. No Diddy.
You see Diddy come around, man. I don't care how much money he offers. Keep him out, bro.
Nah.
Country, tell us about what's going on with Nickelodeon.
Yo, so the dude, Dan Snyder, or whatever, he was in control of everything. And I was watching a program, and I know they got that thing called Quiet on the Set. I don't know if that's what y'all watched.
Yes.
But I've been watching a lot of the YouTube, and they're kind of connecting the dots. And what started it was, is the dude Dan Snyder pretty much that headed up everything with Nickelodeon for decades. Literally was on stage getting a Lifetime Achievement Award. And when they noticed that the woman, I can't remember the lead cast member's name from iCarly, but I think the other name was like Jennifer McCurdle or something like that.
McCurdle.
Yeah, she wrote a book and she called it The Creator. Like, and she was like talking about like all this stuff The Creator would do. And I mean, she was on iCarly and what was the other one? Sam and Cat or something like that. I think that was the one. Once they noticed that she wasn't in there, the internet being undefeated starts going to work. And next thing you know, they're uncovering all this stuff of these like basic like cover-ups that's been going on with Nickelodeon for years. And I mean, it don't even stop with the dude Dan Snyder, man. Like, it goes higher and higher. Like, it's really messed up. The program I watched, they pretty much like showed how everything was right in the middle, like right in front of our face the whole time, where he, all of his shows that he produced, either the parents were like seldomly there or the kids were basically raised by older siblings. Like with the iCarly show where she was basically with her brother, like he put a culture around that like the parents didn't exist. And I guess like it kind of, they kind of looked at it like it was molding the kids to be in those situations to where they would have to rely on like other people in their life rather than their parents.
Well, there's definitely something I saw where he had like a serious foot fetish too. And even on the episodes with these kids, he would have certain scenes. Like I saw one scene they showed where this girl had like ketchup on her feet and she was just like dangling her feet with the ketchup dripping down her feet. Another one, she was in her room on her bed and she had to stick her whole entire foot in her mouth. And you think, you know, as you're a kid,
that was
you're
Ariana
like,
Grande.
That sure was.
That was Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Dude, if you look at the old Nickelodeon emblem, it was a foot. The orange foot.
You're right.
You remember that shit?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Holy crap.
Yeah, dude. And then he would basically have these kids do these scenes over and over again where they would be something like splash on their face. But it had to be like a certain way. It like had to go into their eye down and like drip down to their lip.
And it even was to like the point, white too.
It wasn't always white, but it was okay. Like it had to, you know what I'm saying? And even people on set was like, dude, is that a fucking cum shot? It's just, I don't know if y'all noticed this, but I noticed it. All the kids he got preyed on, there was not one black kid in the whole bunch. Because, like, the parents was around.
We don't play that shit, you know, man.
Like, the parents was around. Like, I was like, dude, why are all these white parents leaving their fucking kids with these grown men, dude?
Look, first of all, think about, you know, look, let's be honest, man. Black parents can be a little aggressive. You know, we take a little less shit as parents, right? So there's more pushback for it. Plus, little black kids, I mean, they're raised, I'm going to get canceled. Hold on. They're raised a little bit differently, right?
So stranger certain, danger, right?
Like, yeah.
You call know, a motherfucker like, out type shit. Like, yo, nah,
or
man.
If something's happening, you tell your parents immediately, right? As a black kid, it's not, you know, specifically a race thing. There's white parents that do the same thing for their kids. But it's very prevalent in the black community that if something bad is happening to you, you tell me immediately, you know? So I think that
I mean,
was
dude,
a fear
that's
as
how
well
I was raised.
May have had.
But I guess like when you're trying to get in Hollywood, because a lot of the parents were literally more focused on the kids' fame and their money than their well-being, is what it looked like in the whole documentary. So I was like, man, you know, he had like black kids on all that and stuff like that, man. You didn't hear no stories about them, but like all the white kids, you
Kenan
know what
and
I'm
Kel.
Saying? Yeah, Kenan and Kel.
In the documentary, one of the main characters that they talked about was a black kid, and he made him wear like this suit, like a tight suit, like a onesie, and it had these things around his neck, and they looked like, you know, a male part.
Right.
And, you know, I think the mom says something and then fired him. And like, so he's had like mental problems ever since. You know, he hated his mom. She got him fired from Nickelodeon. But I mean, you know, the mom said something.
Him. Yeah. Probably saved him. Or, you know, like,
yeah, absolutely.
Like, dude, it was crazy, the shit that, like, the dude got. And for decades, man. I mean, Harvey Weinstein, like, so me, he was talking about it, man. Like, if you were a kid, you got, you know what I'm saying, had to worry about that dude, freaking Dan Snyder and Nickelodeon, you know, if you wanted to be on a kid's show. Harvey Weinstein, if you wanted to be an actor, you had to worry about him fucking with you. And then Diddy literally wanted to freaking push up on every damn artist that he's seen.
Yep.
You can't do nothing without having to pay the price, man. You know, I'm going to be good in my situation. You know, I'm okay with my life. You
I
know?
Feel like Diddy ruined my childhood, man.
I know he did, bro. Like, R. Kelly.
That's all, you know, my music, saying? Man. That's all my music.
I don't even want to be famous. You know, B-Rock, don't make us do nothing. You know what
Yo,
I mean?
Listen. I started thinking about something. I was like, damn, man, what if when we was doing music, we got signed to Bad Boy? Which one of us would Diddy have went after?
Mikey P.
I mean, I don't know, Mikey, dude. I was kind of thinking. So, all due respect, man. I was kind of thinking you.
Wow.
I was thinking Diddy was gonna go after you, man. You
had Why me?
You had that ludicrous thing going on. You know what I'm saying? A lot of his guys was really skinny.
Like, Who did Diddy target? He didn't target. All right, Justin Bieber, white. That's you.
He went after Usher.
Usher. You're right. Maybe Usher.
Meek
Mill. Nah, I don't know.
He probably looked at you and been right. Like, who's
you, you're probably right. It would have been me. Yeah. Y'all would have had to hold me down.
I wouldn't have held you down, dude. We would have lifted you up, bro.
Like, Carried me away, right?
That's wild.
I think we'd have had a meeting and been like, yo, man, somebody's got to do this shit, bro.
All right. So let me throw out a crazy question, right? Crazy question. Let's say that situation did happen, right? You're at Diddy's house at a Diddy party, and Diddy's like, yo, look, I'm gonna make you famous, right? I can guarantee you $20 million throughout your career or $50 million throughout your career.
He's gonna guarantee me $20 million.
He's gonna guarantee your success. What would you let Diddy do? Where would you be like, all right, Diddy, that's enough. I gotta draw the line here.
How much Vaseline does he got?
Wow. Yo!
I'm playing, dude. It was right there. Dude, shut up, B-Rock, man. You just straight cut the commercial web right after you said, don't knock it till you tried it with your asshole thing.
That's facts.
Don't you dare freaking judge me. $20 million, dude, you did that shit for free. Let's be real, bro.
Yo, so if Diddy wanted you to, like, dress up, like, put a dress on or something, and maybe one of his parties, and dance around for 20 mil, I'll be real, bro.
I don't think I could do that, man, because the psychological shit that would fuck with me after that, bro, like...
You got enough money to pay for treatment, so you're
but
good.
Do you, though, man?
Yo, Mark, that is facts.
Do
right.
you? Like...
It's only skin, know, bro. Man. It's only skin. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, Mark, you got to buy your pride back, right, with that money. You know what I mean?
I'll do it.
I would have to really sit and think on that. Not pause.
I'm in.
Yeah, Jack, you can't sit on that. You don't want to sit on that, bro.
We have to sit and think on that. Pause, bro. Like, fuck
that. Yeah, it's not a place you want to do your thinking.
Anyway, moving on.
So I have a question for y'all. We were talking about, you know, the last episode of the podcast and penis size. What was the age that y'all were at? Because I'm sure as kids, right, as young men, you worry about, like, okay, do I got a big dick? You know, if I pull my dick out, is she going to laugh, right? So at what point in life did you realize you were straight? You know, you were good. What did it take? What was that moment?
First time I had sex, she didn't laugh at it.
There it is.
I was like, I must be good.
Because hey, I'm going to tell y'all mine, right? So... First time I had sex with a girl, smashed her, right? I go to school the next day. I'm not going to say the girl's name that relayed this message to me because she watches the podcast, so I'm not going to say her name. But I was in the lunchroom the next day, and she was like, yo, look. She was like, I heard you, you know, had sex with such and such. And she was like, I heard you had a big dick. And this is just like a female friend of mine, right? And I was like, woo, thank God. You know what I mean? The kid is good. It was from that moment on. Whip that shit out wherever I was with any chick, you know, no fear, no concerns. I was straight from that moment. So I was just wondering, what was that moment of clarity for y'all?
Hey, I'm gonna be honest. This shit making me feel uncomfortable, man. I ain't about to talk about I ain't about to be talking about my hammer size with a bunch of dudes on a web chat at fucking 11 o'clock at night, man.
I thought it was just one question, and then so elaborated. I was like, I'm feeling kind of uncomfortable.
Right. Look, look, I'm trying to help y'all find y'all moment of clarity.
I think I think
he's pondering that 20 mil now, man. Give him the fucking skirt.
Hey, in all honesty, you can cut that 20 million in half and the kid is still there. You know what I mean? The kid,
I don't know, bro.
The kid is there, man.
I'm going to need 20. I'm going to need 20, dude.
Hey, man.
That's it, man.
10 mil.
But so you said you'd rate a dick for $500, man. So I think you would.
Yeah, rewind the footage.
Nah,
it wasn't 500, B. It wasn't 500.
Yes, it was.
B, was it 500?
Yes,
it was 500. You said 500. I said, damn, so that's maybe? Crazy, dude.
Look, man. Hey, look. You try to tell me. Hold on. Mark. Let me ask you, Mark.
Mark's they're giving like,
me a
nah,
hard time.
Bro.
They're giving me a hard time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we all watch porn, right? So we've all seen a dick before, right? So it's like your dick is the only dick you've ever seen. You want to give me $500 to look at a dick? I've seen dick before watching porn. Why not? You know what I mean? Why not? It's a quick 500.
I mean, I'd have to agree with you. What's the harm?
See? That's what I'm saying.
But you got to rate the dick. You got to be like, hey.
Listen, if it's got too much curve, too much, you know, downtime.
Wow.
Yo, Mark, Mark, these niggas is soft, Mark. Yo,
that's
come
what
on,
I'm
man.
Saying. There's a method to the book.
Yes. Insecure men, right, Mark? Insecure men.
If I'm soft, it's because you're talking about rating a fucking dick.
Is it veiny? Is it not veiny?
Oh, yeah, I mean,
bro. Hey, there's a lot of criteria we could
scale
talk
of one
about
to here. 10. Yeah, man, I'll hit him with a scale from 1 to 10 for 500.
Yeah, 500.
Yeah, come on,
I might have to start my OnlyFans.
Yeah,
rated dick OnlyFans.
Rated dick, right? Rated A. We could partner up, Mark. We'll partner up. You
oh my God, man.
Let's do it,
y'all. This pod just took a crazy turn, my God.
Yeah. Ooh, man, it's getting late.
Yeah, man. Getting late. Hey.
I gotta get started on that OnlyFans site.
It's out of control, man.
Get us out of here.
Check it out. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at ThePodCav. That's DAPODCAV. Also, make sure to like and subscribe to the YouTube and click them notifications so you know when we're dropping new content. And also, keep telling a friend to tell a friend. Keep sharing everything we drop, man, because we appreciate it all. And listen to us anywhere your favorite podcast or stream. Back to you, B.
Mark, we appreciate you joining us tonight. Let the people know where they can find you at.
You can find me on Instagram. First of all, thank you, guys. You can find me on Instagram, The Manager Marco. Same with Facebook. HomeTeamManagement.com is my website. And I appreciate you guys having me, dude. I had a ball.
All right, man. We out of here.